Step out. Welcome to Stray Cast.
Yay!
I'm your host, Sierra.
Hello, I'm your host, Hannah.
And welcome to episode 4 of Stray Cast. We're going to talk about some content that was released this week. We will congratulate the boys on their wins, of course. We're really excited about that. And yeah, it'll probably might be a little bit of a shorter episode, but yeah, let's get started. So, in last week's episode, we recorded it the night that they were nominated for their first win, and then we both woke up to them winning, so that was super awesome.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know about you, Hannah, but I didn't expect them to get a second win so fast, but...
I mean, honestly, I stayed up for that first win, Sierra. I was just, like, on my laptop, and I'm like, maybe I should stay up. I don't know, I had a good feeling. But, like, also I didn't want to be disappointed because
yeah,
it was, like, 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Please. And then they won and I was like, yay!
I'm glad they didn't cry. I always get really sad when they cry.
I know.
Even when it's happy. I don't know. I'm like, aw. But they seemed really, really happy about it, of course. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah,
and then
the second one was like, I don't know, very unexpected for me.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my
too.
God, they won again.
Yeah,
it like happened like the next day or something.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking at stuff and I saw stuff about the win, and I like, until a certain point I thought it was just talking about their first win, and then I finally realized, I'm like, wait a second, they're talking about the second win. I'm like, oh my god.
No, I had no idea what was going on, and then like someone messaged me on my Tumblr.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh my god, another win. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I go on Twitter, I'm like, what?
Yay.
I was so confused.
Congratulations.
I'm so
to them. Yeah, that's so awesome. I'm glad it's for this song. This is a good song to get multiple
yeah.
wins. Wait, so I haven't really been keeping up with promotions, but is it possible to get a third win, or are they done?
I don't know. I think they're done. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, I could be wrong.
Okay, so we don't know, but
yeah.
Until I go look at it, maybe we'll get a third win. I don't know. That would be crazy. To go from 1 to 3.
I think we were waiting for Music Core, but they
okay.
were nominated because
okay.
I think BTS.
Oh.
Or someone else.
With Dynamite?
Like, yeah. There was
okay.
a lot more people nominated.
Okay.
But
well... They deserve these wins and so much more, and I was so happy for them. And this just, I don't know, it's just such a testament to not only their improvement, but just all the hard work they've done until now.
Yeah.
That's so cool to see
it
other
just,
people.
It was so fun celebrating with Stays online.
Yeah.
I don't know, just like, we were all waiting at the same time.
Aww.
And then we saw they won. We're like, well.
I love that. It just makes it more happy.
Yeah.
Because like... feeling it by yourself is like, of course it's still like, oh congratulations, but then when everyone else is like, yeah, like
yeah,
hypes it up,
like, it's so
then it's really fun.
Like
yeah.
I honestly couldn't sleep afterward. I was like, yes. And then I was like going to sleep and like, I can't.
Oh my god, that happens to me when I stay up for award shows.
I'm
like, I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm so tired, and then they win something, I'm like, oh my god. And then I can't go to sleep even though it's literally 4 a.m. Like, I need to go to sleep, and I'm just like so excited for them.
Oh.
And like their performances are always cool, so I always get so woken up and I can't go to sleep after that. But
I know,
oh
how are
god.
Award seasons gonna be this year?
I don't know. I for my own health's sake, I hope it's not like a lot, because I mess up my sleep schedule so bad during award
no.
season. I don't even sleep.
Really?
But well, that's because like I'll watch it, and then I used to get like the files and GIF it like as
mm-hmm.
not like as fast as I can. But I mean, I would want to GIF it after I saw it, because I'd be like, oh, I want to do this part or that part or whatever. But I don't know. I don't know if I'll do that this year. Maybe I'll give myself a break. Sleep
give
a little.
A rest. I don't know how to give stages, so I'm just like, I'll like, I don't know, it's just so hard for me, so I won't even try.
Well, also, like, finding TS files is super hard for me because I don't have the 24 K-pop hours.
Yeah, it's or whatever. Even worse now, Sierra.
Oh, why? What happened?
They took down, like, K-pop Exciting.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah.
Weren't they stealing files anyways, though?
I think so. So, yeah, I mean, I
kind of stopped using them after I read that because, I don't know, I was like, I don't really want to use stolen files. Yeah. I don't know how, I don't think you can tell whether they're stolen or not, but I'm also just really bad at finding files on Twitter, too. I don't know if there are very many of Stray Kids on Twitter, but I'm so bad at finding them.
There's, like, none on Twitter. I looked everywhere.
Really?
I found one because, like, a girl group stan uploaded it. And I was like, thank you.
I know. There used to be this one account on Twitter called Kickstart My Heart, I think, and they were, like, God. They would post so many TS files for Stray Kids, and then like a really long time ago they stopped posting and got really sad because like they were the person I relied on, but it's okay.
Now it's just a black mark that you have to fend for yourself.
I mean, it's kind of just if you know someone,
yeah,
which I'm always too scared to ask, cause, so
I'm just like, anyone please. Everyone's nice,
please spare a TS file. Yeah, anyways.
Anyways.
We always end up talking about Giffen.
I know.
But yeah, I don't know, like, I don't know what they would be nominated for, but I hope they do.
Probably,
of course,
like,
I love when they win awards.
I know. They'll probably go to MAMA this year, if that's even happening. I don't know what's going to happen.
Because
of COVID.
Maybe things will be better by then.
I have no clue. Into the unknown.
We can hope.
Oh yeah, I wanted to talk about the video call.
yeah, tell me your experience.
Okay.
What have you done, Hannah?
I haven't done anything. I just read the rules and I'm like,
what
I'm
are
very
they?
Tempted. You have to like buy albums during a certain period of time. So I think Bangchan is open right now.
Okay.
So if I wanted to enter into his, I just have to buy albums.
From so where? It matters where you buy it from, right?
Yeah, from Subculture, I think.
Oh, yeah, because they're doing it, right.
But, yeah.
Ooh. So you haven't bought one yet?
No, I think Hyunjin is Sunday.
Okay.
So I have to wait.
Oh my god, Hannah. Good luck and energy.
I don't want to get it. I'm just doing this for the meme. I can't imagine being alone talking to him because like I need someone else with me. Like I need
Can
Carmen.
Can someone be in the background?
No, I have to be alone. That's why it's even worse.
It's like when you're taking an exam and like a proctored exam online.
You.
It's like you have to, I don't know about you, but with my like proctored online exams, I have to scan my room with
me
my
too,
camera.
Me too.
Yeah. What if they made you do that?
Oh my gosh. And the car was just like sitting in the corner.
It's like beep, get out. Beep, beep.
That'd be so scary. Yeah, I don't know if you have to like talk to a staff before.
Probably,
I have no idea.
I mean, I hope they like protect the boys like that, because who knows what type of weirdos will do. I don't know. Maybe that's not a problem, but I don't know. I hope it's not. I hope they don't get weird people.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. But I think only 30 people per member are winning.
Okay.
So.
That'd be so exhausting.
I know. I think it needs to be 50, though, so.
Oh, really? Maybe. Lower chances. Yeah. That's good. Good for them.
Yeah. But I'm still going to buy one album.
Okay.
Just for fun. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
If I get in, I'll have to think about it then.
Oh my god. Respect to you, Hannah. I don't even like talking to like people I know on video calls. I don't want to talk to a complete stranger.
I don't even think I FaceTime you that often.
No, we FaceTime like once with Carmen or twice or something. And like, it's fine when I do it. It's fine. I like doing it. But like the thought of FaceTiming people, like, not for me.
Well, I mean, they sign your album in front of you, which I think is pretty cool.
Oh, and then it gets sent to you?
Yeah. But.
Well, okay. I mean, you've probably thought about this, but like, let's say you do win a video call.
Mm-hmm.
What would you, what, like, what What would you talk about?
Exactly. That's the problem. That's my whole dilemma. Because, like, I have nothing to offer. I have no interesting thing to ask. Be like, hi. All right, bye.
Wait, how long is it? A minute?
It's a minute and 30 seconds.
You just sit there in silence?
I'm just like, and he's just signing it. I'm like,
like, thanks. Bye.
Just you just get room. Up and leave. Hold up, I need to get water.
Oh my god. Okay, but honestly, like, well, of course it'd be nice to talk to all the members, but Hyunjin's so friendly, I feel like, that yeah. he would say something.
But that's the thing. I'm too shy. It wouldn't work. Maybe if I did it with, like, Jongin or something, we just, like, vibe. I'm just like, hey. Bye. I don't know. I'm too scared.
I know. I would have to talk to someone that can take charge of the conversation because I wouldn't know what to say.
I just play music in the background. We just, like, jam out.
And you could, like, dance.
Oh my god.
Like, hey, watch this.
Just hey, watch this, and I do a backflip. That happened in one of, like, my friend's streams. Like, we were just watching, and, like, she raided someone, and he started doing backflips. And we were like, whoa! And then I subscribed. It was crazy. Anyway.
That'd be memorable.
That would be...
I think Hyunjin would remember if you remember you if you just got up and did a backflip.
I can't. I'm so untalented.
You could show him T2.
True.
Like, hey, look at my cat.
And then she, like, attacked the camera. Oh man. That would be very memorable, though.
I saw a video on Twitter of a Stay made a cake for Felix's one.
Yeah.
Of, like, congratulating them on their win. So that was cute.
Yeah, and I'd have to think of something.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, a minute and 30 seconds isn't that long at all, but yeah. you can't. It is enough time to do something.
I would have to think of what I would ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, no matter how much I prepared for that, my brain would still go blank.
No. It'd be like... I know it's coming, and then I'm like, I paid for this, I want this, I can't escape.
Yeah, it's like you paid and you're pretending like you want it, like, but really you don't, I don't want it.
I think high touch is better because it's just like, ooh, it's so fast, I can just run through the line.
Oh my God.
Anyway, good luck to those of you that are entering.
Yeah. Yeah, if anyone who's listening to this ends up entering and winning or something, we'd love to hear about your experience. And if Hannah wins, you'll be hearing about her experience.
That would be fire content for this podcast. It's not happening because I'm only buying one album.
Hey, you never know.
I know.
Like, I used to get so mad because so you know how I used to be a really big fan of GOT7, and I never bought any of their albums, but my friend would buy me albums for, like, Christmas and stuff. And on almost every single album I got was a fan meeting entry thing. Every single album. And I can't go because they're in Korea.
No.
I get so frustrated. I'm like, why did I win this when I can't even go? I'm like, does any Stay want this? I mean, not Stay.
Does any Stay want this?
Want this GOT7? Not Stay, no. But anyways, I don't know, like... Because that's how they would do it, right? They would put it in the album, and then if you pulled the album, then you got it.
Dang, Sierra.
If only I lived there.
I don't think I'm ever lucky with, like, K-pop winning things. I don't know.
I'm not. I'm not. I'm just, like, really unlucky in general with winning anything.
Sometimes it happens to me. Sometimes
really?
Luck strikes me.
For me, well, you know how we're just saying that it's, like, deep down inside, I actually don't want it. And I think that energy is just, like, repels everything.
It's
like, I don't like winning things because then it's always, like, a big deal and you have to go claim your prize or whatever. Ugh. And then I just get embarrassed, so I just don't want to win anything.
I know.
I'm like, I'd rather just sit here and not win.
I remember my name would be called because I, like, won a book fair, like, coupon. Yeah, I had to, like, make my way to the office. So embarrassing, even though I won.
Exactly. Like, it's not worth the embarrassment for me. Or like, you know, those bingo games that used to be played at church? Did you ever go to those?
Yeah, I went like once though.
I won like a toy car or something one time, and I wouldn't go up to get it. My family was like, Sierra, go get it. I'm like, nope, I'm not standing up and getting that car in front of everyone. So someone else had to go and get it.
Oh my god. Even like heads up, 7-Up, I don't even think I put my head up. I was just too embarrassed. Is anyone else like this? Are we freaks? Please let me know.
Our social anxiety. Oh my god, speaking of social anxiety, so I've been playing Among Us a bunch after.
You have?
Yeah, so much, Hannah. And okay, like I'm fine now, but when I first started playing it, my heart was like about to beat out of my chest. I would get so nervous, especially being the imposter. I get so nervous. Like, I felt like I was gonna throw up because I'm like, oh no, they know it's me. And I don't know, just like talking to people I don't know, even though it's on the internet and no one knows who anyone is, I just got really nervous about it.
Do you like type to them or do you like voice?
I do now, but at first I was so scared I would just be quiet. And then that would make me suspicious. They're like, why isn't that person saying anything? And then I'd get voted out. But now I'm fine with typing. I type.
Okay,
like,
good.
Yeah.
One time I was playing, I think someone spawned me. It was like out in the open. Everyone saw and they like reported me. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I just sent like a bunch of question marks and everyone voted them off.
Oh my god, I get so mad playing that. There was this one point in time where I was like 5 or 6 games in a row where I wasn't the imposter and I was playing with different people every time. And I was the first person voted off every single time. I don't know why. I was just being normal. And they'd be like, wow, that person's so sus. And they just vote me off. Like, there was no proof, no anything. Just one person would be like, that person. And then I'd get voted off. And then I'd just leave because I was bitter. Like, guys, no. I didn't do anything. But
we should play.
Yeah, let's play.
We should play Discord. That'd be fun.
Ooh. Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I was, like, wishing that I had a Tumblr or something. I'd be like, hey, anyone want to play?
Yeah, we can play in the Discord.
I played a couple games with the name SKZ just because. And I entered this one game, and this person, like, right before the game started, this person put in the chat, I was like, stay! I'm like, oh, my God, that must be a stay. But, like, I didn't have time to respond before the game started. So, like, we were playing and stuff, and then as soon as the first discussion started, and again in the chat, they're like, hey, stay! Like, they didn't have a Stray Kids name or anything, but I'm like, oh, they must be talking to me. And so we were, like, discussing the killer, so I didn't say anything. And then they just kept being, like, stream backdoor, like, stuff like that.
Whoa.
But I didn't say anything back, and then they left the game.
Gone forever.
Like, I'm so sorry. I don't know if they left because I didn't respond to them. I don't know, but I'm sorry to that person.
I know. I appreciate you. I always play as Han because that's my Discord name.
Uh-huh.
So like I always get scared that people are gonna be like, Stray Kids. I'm like, no.
I found a someone had their name is Felix SKZ and I joined their game.
Ooh.
And I was like, hey. And they were nice. And then I saw one that was called Felix's Egg. And I was going to join that one. But then I accidentally clicked off. And then I couldn't find it again. I'm like, no.
I know. There's a lot of stays, like, playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, joined Carmen's Discord. And it's like, there's no relation to Stray Kids here. And I'm like, what are you doing here?
That'd be cool to play with other stays, though.
Yeah.
I was just joining a bunch of anime games. Because I would, like, change my name a lot. Also, I feel awkward. I don't want people to recognize me. I don't know. I'm like so anxious about the whole thing. So I change my name a lot, but I just like playing with anime people because then I like know the characters and stuff. I'm too nervous to join random people's games.
Yeah, I get that. I need to be more bold.
Yeah, anyways.
Anyways. I know Among Us is so popular now though. Everyone's probably playing it.
I was looking at a bunch of memes and fan art earlier. It was really funny. It's really interesting how, like, fandoms will grow around small games like that. Like, there's not really anything there. It's just, like, I don't know. Like, there's not a story or anything, but then people will create all these things about it, and that's kind of cool.
I am excited for the updates.
Very excited. From what?
Among Us. They're gonna have new updates.
Oh, really? I thought they weren't.
They were gonna make a second version, but they scrapped it and decided to like upgrade the original.
Oh, so they are gonna change some things.
Yeah, there's gonna be Halloween like costumes. So
oh,
get ready.
Oh, cute. I wonder how long this will stay popular.
I don't know. Everything dies so fast. So
yeah, it's hard.
Who knows? That'd be so fun to play with Stray Kids though. Oh my god.
That would be really fun. Yeah. Oh my god.
I would like rat Felix out. Sorry, Felix.
Oh my god, I feel like some of them would be really bad imposters.
Yeah. I'd be so scared to like play with Minnow. I'd be terrified. I'd be so scared. I'm just thinking about that right now.
Oh my god, I think he'd be one of those scary players.
He'd just send like a bunch of question marks. I'd be like, I'm backing off, I'm so sorry.
It's like, you know he's the imposter, but he's like, yeah, no. Like, you're like, oh, I'm so
him.
Sorry. I'm
I
so
saw him
sorry.
Going to event. I'm like, oh.
Like, oh, I must have been mistaken. I'm sorry. I was playing with my family. It was so dumb. I was the imposter, and I killed someone in the electrical room, and then I left and came back, and my mom was standing over the body. But she hadn't reported it yet, so then I reported it. I'm like, I saw her standing over the body.
Oh my
and
God.
Everyone believed me. It was so funny.
Dear, no.
I just, because she, like, doesn't know how to play.
Oh,
so I took advantage of that. I was so evil.
She's standing over the body.
I was like, I just saw her.
Oh my god.
And it worked. I won that
like,
game.
Oh my god.
Okay. Anyways, let's move on to
oh yes
more Stray Kids content. So, okay, so good luck to you with your video call.
Thank you.
Of course, keep me updated on when did you say it is Sunday that you have to buy?
Yeah, Sunday.
Okay. I'm not going to try. Like I
who would you try for if you
Don't they have all 8 of them for some?
I don't think for subculture.
Okay.
But maybe for the Korean fans.
Well, actually, Hyunjin would be nice. Maybe Chan or... I mean, honestly, I'd want to do, like, Changbin, but I'd get way too nervous. Way too nervous. I'd literally just be bright red, and I would not be able to say anything, so...
I know. Hyunjin made fun of someone I heard during, like, a video call because they were bright red. I'm like, oh,
okay,
God.
Okay, not him either.
Worse
not like, I know I'm going to be bright red, but if they call me out on it, that's even worse.
I know.
Worse.
That's even worse. It's like, oh, God.
Maybe, actually, you know what? I think Jisung would be nice because... I think he's really good at, like, putting people at ease, in my opinion, like, from videos and stuff I've seen.
True.
I like how he treats days, so.
Also, I would have to record it, too. I'd have to think about that.
Yeah, because are you allowed?
It's not allowed.
Oh, but people
subculture,
do
not come for me, please. I'm probably not going to win, but.
Yeah, because if you win and then record it so you can, like, play audio on here or something.
Mm-hmm. That would be.
Can Joey B claim that audio?
I know. Take down our video. No.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. But I hope I get a Hyunjin photo card.
That would in be your nice. Album? Oh, yeah. Because even if you don't win, you still get an album, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That would suck. I just buy the album. All right.
Sorry.
Like, sorry. No.
Which version are you going to buy?
Oh, I think I'm getting A. Because I like the crowns.
Is that the yellow one?
That's the orange one.
Okay.
I'm a fake say. I'm sorry.
I want to see it when you get it. Like, what's inside?
I will.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. The videos we wanted to talk about.
Oh yeah.
The first one. Oh yeah.
TikTok
so
video.
The title of this video is K-pop boy band Stray Kids is way too good at TikTok.
Way.
TikTok challenge from Cosmopolitan. Okay, so I've never downloaded TikTok before. I've never, like, of course I know what it is and everything because it's so popular, but So I didn't really know any of these challenges, or I don't know if those were like famous people or something, but were those like super popular dance challenges?
I think I knew some of the TikTokers. I don't know the dances because like I don't go on TikTok either because Carmen just sends me the good ones. But yeah, I think those dances are pretty famous.
Okay. I was laughing, like, the one that Hyunjin got. Like, of course he gets that one. Like, it's kind of fitting to his dance style, yeah. But, like, that one was so different from all the others. I know,
like, everyone else is like, boop, boop, and he had, yeah, like, the body roll. And I was like, what the heck? Did he pick that? Like,
oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know. That was funny. And then, of course, Felix, like,
oh my God,
already knew his.
He's a pro.
And I thought Jongmin's was funny,
like,
too.
No, but I feel like Felix actually has a TikTok. He does.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. For sure. I mean, he's way too, like, in the know about the trends and stuff. Like, for sure he has a TikTok.
Dang, he's way more trendy than me. Dang it.
You should be a TikTok stay. Do this exist?
Oh, yeah, they do. That's a weird community. Sorry, TikTok says. I'm sorry, don't cover me. But I don't know, these kind of scare me a little bit.
Do they make edits and stuff? Is it just like Vine? Like,
it's like Vine, yeah. They just like talk in the video.
Oh, like, yeah. About what?
Just like Stray Kids, like, I don't even know. It's kind of scary. I don't know. When people talk in video, I'm like, I'm terrified. I don't know. It's like,
I like edits.
People are so mean on like TikTok. Like comments, like Carmen showed me, like,
oh,
all the comments, like, I don't know, people get really
okay. I'd be too scared then.
So I'm scared, like, Twitter scares me enough. But yeah,
anyways,
someone did the cha-cha slide. Who was that?
Jongmin.
That was Jongmin. I'm pretty sure. I like that one. That was my favorite one.
Yeah, okay, not to be off topic, but I really liked his outfit for this video.
Oh, yeah.
And his hair looks really good.
I know, I think his hair is my favorite.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. For sure. Oh, I mean, I do like the other members too, but
yeah,
this is too good to pass up. And how they had the little gold SKZ.
Yeah, the gold.
It looks,
like,
really good.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, so he did that one. Felix was a pro. Who's after Felix? Oh yeah, Jisung. I was, like, getting nervous the first time they watch it. You know how they would watch it twice? Mm-hmm. And, like, the first time they watch it, if they didn't dance along, I'd be like, oh, they're not going to get it. And then the second time, they just bust out, like, all the moves and do it perfectly. I'm like, what the heck?
I feel like they probably practiced it
Yeah,
before.
They probably. Yeah. Or they're just, like, geniuses.
Or they're just, like, they look and they're like,
watching and copying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. And then Jongmin's made me laugh because I'm pretty sure they posted that challenge on their TikTok. Do you remember that? It was a while ago, but they did that, the weekend blinding lights, whatever it's called, that challenge. So also Seungmin did really well at his.
I know, I liked his.
All the dances, I think I liked that one the best.
Nice. Also Minho, that one was crazy.
Yeah.
He did like the hand movement. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. That was the really fast one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was a fun video. I like seeing them do dances.
Like, dance for me, dance for me.
Dance monkey, dance.
Yeah. Okay, and then on to the 17 video.
Oh my God, I love that video. It's so funny.
Okay, this one was called Stray Kids Decide Which Band Member is the Best Singer, Cutest, Funniest, and More. So it's from 17. It's called Superlatives. Okay, so I have all the questions that they got asked here and who they said, for anyone who hasn't seen the video, or who has, you can remember. But, so the first question they got was, who's the sweetest? And they chose Felix for that, which I thought was really cute.
Aww, I know, they call him Brownie Boy. And
yeah, like, Felix is really sweet, in my opinion.
I was, like, thinking who I would choose for each question. But I think it would probably be Felix, too.
Yeah. I don't know, just... And for what they said is that, like, since he learned Korean, like, his word choice is what makes it more, like, genuine. Aww. And I thought that was really interesting, and it made me think, like, one reason that I really relate to Felix just in general, like, with him having to move to Korea and learn Korean and everything, and, like, when I was in Mexico and I was learning Spanish, mm-hmm. and it's, like, since you don't have the full vocabulary, or you have a very limited vocabulary, so you do just, like, say things in a very genuine, like, base way, like, you don't put a lot of, like, extra words, you know, so it's you just say what you mean, because you can't say anything else, so it does make it very genuine, like, I know what they mean with that, because mm-hmm. That would happen to me, where I would say something, like, just, I don't know, very basic answer, but it would somehow mean more, because it's just, aww. Like, straight to the point, you know, and it's not, like, a bunch of unnecessary words and stuff, it's just the truth.
That's so cute.
So I kind of knew what they meant with that one, but yeah, I think I would choose Felix too. He's very genuine
boy.
Yeah. Okay, so the second question they asked was, who's the funniest, and they didn't really come to a conclusion on that one, which to me I agree with, because they're all pretty funny.
Yeah. Honestly, like, they're all funny.
Yeah, they're all hilarious, but if I had to choose one, it might change once in a while, but if I had to choose one, I'd probably choose Jisung.
Yeah. For me, it'd be Hyunjin, because, like, it's him. But Jisung is always, like, in the background, and I always look at him.
Yeah. He is so funny, and a lot of their humor is kind of more subtle, like,
it's very, like, passive-aggressive.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's really funny. But a lot of times, Jisung's just outright will say something. And even if it's not meant to be funny, I just think it's hilarious. A lot of times in videos, I'll have to pause and I'll just, like, replay him saying something because it's so funny to me. But so, in my opinion, he's the funniest. But I do agree, like, everyone, all the members have made me laugh really hard at one point.
I think
point.
They all have their, like, special sense of humor.
Yeah.
And that's why I like them.
Yeah. Actually, for me, Chan is probably number two at funny. Like, a lot of times he's not funny, and I, like, cringe.
But that's why it's funny.
But, you know? But sometimes he does something, and it's really, really funny. And I think the fact that sometimes he's not funny makes it more funny when he is. I don't know, because I won't be expecting it, and then he'll do something, and I'm like, oh my god, that was hilarious.
I think my number two is probably Minho, because, like, he yeah. has such a mind that I just want to, like, pry apart.
I'm yeah, he's so interesting.
He's so interesting. Like, I can't even explain it. I just want to have, like, a conversation, even though, like, we won't understand each other. I'll understand the vibes.
I feel like I can just look into his eyes and we could, like, just think at each other.
Communicate telepathically.
Yeah, telepathic communication. I couldn't remember it. I think you could have a telepathic communication with him.
Oh my god. I'm just thinking of, like, making eye contact with them. Now I'm having, like, flashbacks. Oh, that's another podcast episode.
The way he erased our memories.
Yeah, every time.
With eye contact. Also, Jongin has kind of the same sense of humor as Mino, and so he's pretty funny too.
Yeah.
Like, he'll say
he
something.
He says, like, something very strange, like, yeah. out of nowhere. I'm like, I love that.
Okay, next question was, who's the best dancer? And they chose Changbin, I think, as a joke.
Yeah, I think they were joking most of this episode.
Yeah, yeah, video. For a lot of them.
Yeah.
But in my real opinion, for me, the most satisfying dancer to watch would be Mino.
Me too, Sierra.
Yeah, I think a lot of people agree with that. I mean, they all work very hard at dancing, but of course, like, he has the natural talent and has trained for so long and everything, so in a satisfaction wise, I like watching him dance the most.
Yeah, I think he's my favorite dancer. Yeah, but they're all great.
Yeah,
he's my favorite. Are.
Okay, next. So after best dancer, who's the best rapper? And then they jokingly chose Seungmin.
Seungmin, underground rapper. That'd be but crazy. Actually, what was if he was?
Oh, that'd God. Be really funny. That'd be really funny, actually.
I just, like, see him, like, featured on a Sick Hey album. It's like, what the heck? They were actually joking.
Maria is like a evil twin.
Oh my god.
That enters the industry as a rapper.
SM. That's his evil twin.
But I'm curious, who do you think is the best rapper in Stray Kids? I don't know if we've ever talked about this.
This is actually really hard.
Yeah.
I think it might be Changbin.
Okay.
For me.
Okay. It's hard because... For me, it's between Jisung and Changbin. Because, like, but Jisung is, like, such a solid all-rounder that it kind of factors into it. Like, with just rapping skill, or, like, with my personal preference, maybe I'd go with Changbin, too, because he never fails to deliver in his verse, like, rapping verses ever. I always enjoy his verses, but I also always enjoy Jisung's. But
that's such a hard question.
But I don't know. But also, Jisung's style is kind of more my personal type too. Ah, this is hard, Hannah. But also, Hyunjin's really good.
Yeah,
he really is.
Why is Stray Kids so talented? It's so hard to pick.
And when they give Felix actual rap verses, he kills them.
Yeah,
he sounds so good. So okay, but maybe I'll just go with Changbin with you.
Yeah,
dang it. But ask me in any other day and it might be Jisung. Okay, so after that, who's the best singer? And they said Felix. They're so kind to him. It's so cute. I love how they boost his self-esteem with his talents. It's so cute. I do like his voice. It's really soft and lovely.
I want to hear his voice.
Do you remember when, I don't know if you remember this, when IMU came out and everyone thought Hero Soup was like a different vocalist in the beginning, and then it turned out to be Felix, and I was like, whoa! Because it was like a higher toned voice, and we're so used to hearing him use his like Felix voice in songs and stuff, so like, no one really realized that it was him, and it was like, whoa! But yeah, he does have a sweet voice. For me personally, though, this is also hard. My favorite vocalist?
I think mine is Seungmin.
For me, it's between Seungmin and Jisung. But I also really like Changbin's voice a lot.
Oh, yeah.
When he sings, it's such a treat for me. I don't know. Jisung's voice, just like when he raps, when he sings, like no matter what, is just kind of my type. Like, I really like it. It's really satisfying to listen to. But vocalist wise, I'll go with Seungmin too, I guess.
This is so hard.
I know. Why?
Because I like think about every member. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, like they're all valid
too.
Yeah, they're all valid in that position. But so then it just comes down to personal taste.
Yeah.
Which. I don't want to choose Jisung for everything, but...
Too bad.
My ears just really like listening to his voice.
Yeah.
Okay, next question was, who has the most aegyo? And it was between... They chose Changbin and then Mino also later. And I don't know. I can't answer that.
No comment.
Okay. Yeah, no comment. Next.
I think I like Changbin the most because I laugh the most.
It's the least cringiest for me.
Yeah.
No offense to all the others, but... When...
I don't know. It's just funny. I feel like... I don't know. It's cute. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's funny. His voice gets really funny.
Aegyo kind of scares me a little bit, but like when he does it, I'm like, it's kind of cute.
It just makes me think of the da da da
da da. That's my favorite.
I don't know if that's considered Aegyo, but that's my favorite too. Da 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 da.
That should be our new intro. That would annoy everyone.
Welcome to Stray Cast. Da 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 da.
They will be copyrighted. You know what?
How was that an intro though? Just us going da 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 da
da da da da. Welcome.
Okay, now we're gonna have a whole episode in baby talk. Da 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 da. That'd be really scary.
That'd be so scary.
Okay, next question.
Anyway,
who has the best hair? I think we both already said Changbin, like for this era.
Oh yeah.
Or like right now, like how they look right now. I like Changbin. They of course chose Hyunjin.
Hyunjin, yeah.
Yeah. Which is very valid.
It is valid. Yeah. I think his extensions look like, I don't know.
Sometimes they're bad. Yeah, sometimes they're really bad.
But like, I don't know, he had like pink hair for like a few days, and then it suddenly turned blonde, and I was like, what's going on? Because like, sometimes I don't keep up.
Yeah.
But now Carmen can't call him Jeffree Star anymore, so thank you, God.
I thought it was really funny in the video, and they were saying Hyunjin's hair is the best, and he's like, you try it. I know.
Can you imagine
if like, they all had hair?
Jongin with that hair? That'd be kind of sick, not gonna lie.
Okay, Hannah, I think Jongin should cut all his hair off.
Bald?
I think he should. Not bald, but like short, like crew cut.
Ooh.
I think he should. I think it'd look really good on him.
That'd be interesting.
I haven't found anyone that agrees with me.
I just want them to try different things. I like trial and error. It's fun.
Yeah. And I also just really like short hair.
Yeah.
I like it after you've had long hair for a long time.
Oh my god.
The contrast of going to short Hyunjin hair, I think, makes it look even better. Yeah.
Hyunjin bald.
Oh, well, Hyunjin bald? I don't know how that would look, actually.
That would be so strange.
I mean, he pulled it off, but. Yeah.
We'll see it in, like, 15 years. Wait, how long till the army? Maybe, like, 7 years.
Oh, yeah, when they all cut their hair off.
Yeah.
Ooh. Dang, that'll be interesting. Next question. Oh, who's the best looking? And then again, as a joke, they chose Changbin.
That's no joke. That's facts. He looked the best this era. Don't at me.
I'm not gonna disagree with that. In your opinion, though, who, like, which member is best looking to you? Like, in general.
Oh,
like, with their physical appearance. Like, not taking personality into account.
Maybe Hyunjin. I'm so basic. I'm so boring. Sorry, everyone.
You Hyunjinator.
I can't escape. I tried to escape from his grasp. But then I just start making gifts again, and I'm like, God dang it.
You just gravitate towards Hyunjin.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's how I am with Felix.
Once I get a bias, I can't get away. It's the weirdest thing. Because, like, people are like, oh, I have a new bias. I'm like, how does it feel like? I've never had that
experience.
You're
too loyal.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, once I found Hyungsoo, no one else. It's so weird.
Wait, who is your EXO bias tracker?
Maybe Baekhyun. Oh, but yeah. I don't know. It's, like, weird because I don't have bias records.
Oh.
Is that weird?
I don't know.
I just like
I feel like that's all I have.
Really?
Because I hate choosing a bias. Yeah, so I just like, I'm just like, oh yeah, I like all of them, and then all of them are just bias wrecking me.
It's like, when I ultimate stay in a group, I have to like all the members. It's like a given. But like, there's always one that's over others, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
That's my favorite. But I still like all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it does make sense.
But like, I don't know, it's just like, what a bias record. I don't know that experience. That'd be fun.
Wait, that's really interesting though.
I don't know.
Wouldn't Jongin be your bias record?
I don't know. It's so weird, Sarah. I don't know. It's like when I choose a bias, like they remind me of myself. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
Like their characteristics, like I don't know. It's just so weird.
That does make sense though. That's not how I choose a bias, but that makes a lot of sense. I like that.
I don't know. I think I'm a freak. Someone please inbox
me. You're not a freak. No. Literally, bias, bias, sucker. Those are all made up terms. They don't mean anything. It's just
even
like,
ultimate bias. They're like, you can only have one. I'm like, what's going
like,
on?
Like, says who?
I know.
I'll ultimate bias everyone. Just I'll watch.
K-pop.
Yeah, I can't say, oh, this person's my bias, because literally the next week I'll probably change it, so it's just not like there's no point. That's why I'm just like, oh, I like all of them, because I do genuinely like all of them. It's just sometimes I do bias a certain member, but that I don't know, it doesn't last very long, and it's not like I like them more, I just pay attention to them more.
That's so interesting. I need like to conduct a survey or something. I need to study up on this. People with multiple biases and bias records.
Yeah, what's the psychology behind it?
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Who do you think is the most handsome? Is that the question?
Oh, yeah. The best looking?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard.
It's hard. Okay, this is going to sound bad. Sometimes I... Okay. This sounds a lot worse than it is, okay? Don't come at me. Sometimes I don't think any of them are handsome. Not in like, I don't think they're ugly. I just, I don't know. I don't really.
That's valid, Sierra.
I don't know that how to explain sometimes, it in a way that
no,
doesn't
I get
sound
it, I
bad.
Get it. I get it. It's like you see them as like a friend. That's how I feel.
Well, yeah, not even that. It's just like, I don't
look at them.
Yeah. My eyeballs don't work. I actually have no way of explaining it right now, so if that doesn't make sense, I'm sorry, but like if I sometimes some of them are really handsome, and then other times I just don't know, I just don't even think about that, but so right now I'm kind of in one of those moods where I'm like,
none.
I don't know, like they're all super handsome in their own way, but I think most often I'd probably say Mino.
Which
yeah,
it's always Changbin, Minho, and Felix. I think
yeah, those
three.
Are my three. Yeah, but also Jisung, and also Hyunjin.
Also all of them.
And also Jongin, and also Seungmin, and also Bangchan. I can't leave any of them out, but I consider those three probably my bias records. But also Jisung. It's really hard. That's why I don't use those terms, because I can't define it that way. So dumb. Anyways.
That's so interesting, Sierra. I love it. I love it. Because it's like, I also like to hear about other, like, stays, like, how they, I don't know, classify them as.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. And I think it's interesting when people will gravitate towards a certain type of person. Like you said, you will often like call the person that you relate to the most your bias, or like they'll be your favorite, right?
Yeah,
just because you relate to them. But then I know a lot of other people, like when I was younger and like into K-pop or like just other stuff, like celebrities or whatever, of course it would always just be like, oh, the person I find most handsome. And then like, and I think a lot of people choose biases that way. It's like the person you think is most like suited to you.
That makes sense.
But that's not for everyone. For you, like you said, people that remind you of yourself, or other people, like maybe there's just a certain characteristic that doesn't have anything to do with themselves or like what they like. It's just, I don't know. So I think it's really interesting as well, like why people bias certain people, or who they're attracted towards as like who they want to support.
That's
and why
really
they want to support them.
True.
I'm sure there's a lot of psychology behind it. But
yeah, there's probably,
I don't know, fandom psychology.
Written. But yeah, I don't know, just like so interesting to me, because like I don't know, like visuals factor in it, but like also I think personality is the main thing.
Yeah,
because if I don't vibe with your personality, then I'm not gonna stand. Does
yeah, of course
sense?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, for me, I'm a true like they have to be entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's their job. I'm sorry. But, like, I'm here for the laughs. If they're not funny, or if they, like, if they're boring,
mm-hmm.
then I'm not going to pay attention to them.
True. So. But also, I do like, I don't know, even Kyungsoo is like boring as heck, but I'm like so interested.
I don't know. I don't think Kyungsoo's boring though. Like, I understand why people call him that, but
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
I have no idea. I have no clue. I'm a sociologist. I should know this stuff. I'm studying like social interactions and I still don't know what's going on.
You should do a survey.
That would be on cool.
A stay survey about why. Like, why their bias is their bias. I'm sure you'll get a lot of random answers.
I know.
But I think that'd be kind of cool to look at.
Yeah. I'm interested.
Yeah. Okay.
We went off on a tangent.
Yes. The next question was, who's the most romantic? And the answer was Mino, but I think that's also another question that I can't really answer because I don't know.
IDK.
We don't know them that way. But I will say, I think they kind of talked about Changbin as well, and I think Changbin's the one that has written the most, like, romantic lyrics.
Oh.
And I like him as a lyricist of any topic, but I don't know, they do hit my heart a certain way.
Aww.
When he writes about love, and I think it's really cute. So, I don't know, I like the way his mind works and the way he expresses things through words. So for me, like, if I had to answer that question, I'd say Changbin, for me personally. But yeah. I don't know.
For me, it'd be like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea how they are in a romantic sense.
Yeah. I like their lyrics, though.
Yeah. Next question is, who's the most likely to embarrass themselves? Which I thought was a really funny question.
Yeah.
And they said Jisung and Hyunjin, which I thought was pretty accurate because...
Yeah.
I've gotten very strong secondhand embarrassment from both of them. Mostly Hyunjin, though.
I think for me, it's like Bangchan. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, they're all embarrassing sometimes, but for me, the top three are Chan, Hyunjin, and Jisung.
Yeah, Jisung. Oh. I'm just thinking about things now.
Like, I love Hyunjin so much, but... Sometimes I have to just walk away.
But I think that's why I like
it. Well, it makes it, yeah, I mean, it makes them more human and real for sure.
Yeah.
Like doing embarrassing things, but and it's funny. It's always funny. But I'm just like too sensitive, so I get really, really,
no.
really embarrassed watching them.
It depends on the context.
Yeah.
So if it's like, I don't know, things that happen, like interviews that happen in America or like
mm-hmm.
English interviews, I get really embarrassed for some reason.
Oh,
no
really?
Matter what K-pop group. Because like the interviewers are always like weird. They always ask like weird questions.
That's true,
like,
yeah.
Ugh.
It can be really weird. In general, I feel that way, but then sometimes there are people that handle it really well.
Yeah. Sometimes there's, like, an amazing interviewee, and I'm like, thank you.
I don't know, are you into ATEEZ?
Not really.
Okay, they...
I should be.
They're... I don't know why, but I really, really enjoy their American interviews. They're always
really
good.
I should look at those.
I can never really figure out why, but, that's like when I started really liking them. I just watched a bunch of English interviews. I'm like, wow, I love these guys. So yeah, they're really entertaining if you ever want to like get into another group or something.
Ooh, I will.
Okay, next question. Oh, who's the most athletic? Of course, Bangchan. They always choose him for that type of thing.
I know.
Wow.
I feel like. Oh.
Okay, sorry.
What?
Greasy accidentally played a video and it was like really loud.
She said stream backdoor.
Okay, sorry, go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, I forgot. Oh, wait. I feel like they're not really athletic except for him, you know?
I don't know, yeah.
But I have no idea.
Well, Seungmin used to play baseball. And I don't know who else used to, or I guess Felix did. Some martial arts.
Oh.
And I don't know.
Didn't Hyunjin do, like, swim team or something?
I think so. I know Chan did.
Yeah.
Did everything.
Gosh.
I wish I was like that, like, genuinely enjoyed playing sports and stuff.
I did all the sports, and I accomplished nothing.
You did?
I did so many sports growing up.
Really? Wait, what sports did you do?
Soccer, baseball, swim team, softball, tennis.
Oh my god.
I was thrown into everything.
Wait, were we on the same soccer team ever?
I feel like we were. So.
Maybe not.
I don't know. I feel like I would have
hated playing sports.
I was so bad. Like, I did not want to go. And my parents were like, go, go, go. I'm like, please, I hate it. So I was always forward on the soccer team. I would never kick the ball.
I was always defense because I wouldn't
really?
Do anything.
I think Carmen was, like, midfield, but, like, she'd get scolded all the time because, like, she'd be picking the flowers.
Yeah, that was me, too. I'd just sit down.
I know. I just
until
they
took
this,
me out of the
I
game.
I just wait for the snacks. I feel like, please, Capri Sun, please.
Oh, my God. Actually, I played the one sport you didn't. I played basketball. You never played basketball, did you?
No.
Yeah, I played basketball in middle school. Whoa. It was really bad. I'm too shy.
I'm so bad at sports. I did dance too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we did ballet together.
Oh yeah.
Apparently.
I barely remember. I just remember taking jazz and then flamenco. I don't know. I did so much and now
and the Irish dancing.
Oh yeah, that was common.
I remember you guys as Irish dancers or like tap dancing or something.
Yeah.
Like I have this really, really clear memory of it was a recital day and you and Carmen walking down the hallway in your, I think it was for the Irish dancing class.
Oh, really?
Because you had, like, the green ribbon, right?
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so, but I never did Irish, so maybe.
Did Carmen?
Yeah, Carmen did.
Okay, then I'd have this really clear memory of only Carmen. Only Carmen walking down the hallway in, with, like, the green ribbon and stuff.
Interesting.
But I didn't really know you guys.
Yeah, I didn't know you either. So weird because like you're always in the background. I'm like, oh yeah, that's Sierra
yeah,
girl.
I'm like, yeah,
anyways,
I'm like those twins. But yeah, I am not an athletic person.
I wish I was, but I'm not.
Me too. Okay, next question was best at keeping secrets, and they said all of them, but they chose Seungmin.
I can see that.
Yeah, I wonder if they actually are all good at it, or if one of them is bad. I don't know.
I feel like Jisung would spill the beans.
Yeah, I was about to say that too. I don't know why. I just feel like he would.
Yeah.
Are you good at keeping secrets?
Yes. Now I am.
What do you mean now?
Well, I mean, like every secret someone tells me, like it depends on the secret, but like. I usually tell Carmen.
Oh yeah.
I'm so bad. Yeah. But now I'm good.
You don't tell Carmen anymore?
No. I mean some things, but yeah. I don't want to expose myself on this podcast. Carmen's gonna listen and be like, what are you keeping?
Oh yeah, sorry. Carmen's listening.
Carmen beep. Carmen can't hear this.
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm so bad at keeping secrets. I'm
really?
So bad. Yeah,
yeah. I think I'm pretty bad. But there's some things I keep.
It's because I don't even ask for people to tell me. They just tell me by themselves. And then I'm like, I cannot just sit here and know this and not say anything. So I just go and tell someone else. It weighs down on me. I'm so bad at secrets.
I know. So. I don't know how you keep like big secrets. I don't know, even big secrets I can keep, but like, I don't know, some things I'm like, I have to tell someone.
Yeah, I have to tell someone. And usually I'll go tell someone that isn't part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, it doesn't really go anywhere. But yeah, I can't keep it inside. Even if it's dumb, it's like, as soon as you put the word secret on it, my brain's like, oh my God, it's a secret. And then I have to go tell someone. So no, don't tell me your secrets.
Oh, we're at 61 minutes.
We're at what?
61 minutes.
Are you kidding?
I know.
Oh my god.
We've been yapping for an hour.
Dang. Okay, well, there's 5 more questions and then we can end it.
Yeah, we can. Maybe we can save it for next week if there's nothing else to talk about.
The other questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I feel like this is a good segment. Okay. I think we have a lot to talk about. Next week it's going to be nothing and we're going to be like, well.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, yeah. So I will keep this for next week. Yeah, okay, so we will talk about the other five questions from that video, which if you watched it, you of course know what they are and what they said and everything, but we will talk about it next week, along with, hopefully the Be Me music video will be out by then, so we can talk about that, because I feel like we'll probably have a lot to say about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, dang, I didn't know we'd been talking for that long.
I know, we were like, it's gonna be a short episode, and it's like our longest one.
Oh, because we were talking about Among Us for a little bit, and
oh, yeah.
I feel like we just kind of talked about some random stuff, so yeah. sorry if this was kind of all over the place, but... Yeah, okay. Dang. All right, that was episode 4 then. We kind of forgot to say this in the beginning, but thanks again to everyone who's been listening. We are very, 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 very thankful to every single person. And if you are, like, we're kind of bad at promoting this, but if you're someone who's spread the word or...
If you enjoyed it.
Yeah, if you enjoyed it, then that's awesome.
Just let us know.
Yeah. We still have our album giveaway going on Twitter, on Tumblr. You can, on the Twitter page, it's at STRAYKAST at Stray Cast. And on Tumblr, you can find it on Hannah's blog at JYPE Stray Kids. How much longer is that going for? I don't remember when it ends.
Until October 15th.
Right, okay. So October 15th is when that closes. You can get... either A or B, and the albums are split on like on the accounts, like you can only win one on Twitter and then the other on Tumblr, but anyways, go check that out. I guess I'll put links in the description so that that's easy to find for anyone, but you can also just find it on the Twitter. Okay, and anything else? I guess I think that's it
for this episode.
Okay. Thanks for listening. And congratulations again to Stray Kids.
Yay.
This has been a really good era so far. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.